want you to meet Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
And this is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hey, well, let's get going.
Hold it. Give us a few minutes to get it together.
We'll get it together. Hey, check this out. Did you borrow your father's car yet?
Yeah, man, we're gonna go see Jaws 2.
No, we're not. We're going to see Benji Goes to Hawaii.
Benji Goes to Hawaii, man, I saw that.
And Jaws 2 is playing at the drive-in rerun. You know, drive-in with girls, get it?
Benji is also at a drive-in.
Everybody's seen Benji rerun.
Right, and that's why the entire drive-in is going to be empty.
Have right on, Benji.
See, you got some women. Big night, huh?
Very big night. Rod set me and Duane up with a couple of young ladies from his psychology class. Uh-huh. He told them we were both in college.
No kidding. Well, tell me, Duane, how do you expect to convince a girl that you're in college?
Well, I'll tell her I'm in a fraternity. Alpha Kappa dude.
Okay. What are you gonna have,
Oh, nothing. We just came here to make our plans.
Good, because I got to get out of here. I got to be home by 8.
Oh, big date, too?
Oh, sure, with Jack Morris.
Wait, you met a new guy, Shirley?
Jack Morris? No, no, no. See, he's the host of my favorite show, Bowling for Furniture.
Bowling for Furniture? You mean to tell me that's all you got going on a Saturday night?
Of course not. Sometimes I do other exciting things, like stare out the window and look for a purple car. Or, you see, I take this toast and I turn it up like this and just bang the crumbs out, you know? Oh, fun stuff like that, yeah. Well, I guess I better be going. You know, I don't want to miss any of the bowling. Oh, you know, last week, a 90-year-old man won a love seat.
Rerun, come here. Do you know Shirley watches TV every Saturday night? Now, I wonder how often she really gets out.
Well, I never heard her talk about any guy.
Me either. I kind of feel sorry for her.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, why don't you fix up, Raj?
Yeah, with one of your professors, man. One of them might be right for her.
Oh, come on, Duane. I don't know any of them well enough. But I might have somebody in mind.
Who?
Oh, there's this guy my father knows. I met him once.
What guy?
Ed Roberts. He's perfect. He comes to town every weekend. We can invite him over to our place tomorrow and tell him all about Shirley.
Hey, all right.
Then it's settled. Let's keep going, y'all.
Duane, stay cool. Remember, you're a college man. Be cool.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Cool, right?
I said no, never mind. I'll just follow me. Okay, ladies, shall we venture forth?
Yes, follow me. I shall venture first.
Where are we going?
To the movies.
I don't want to see a movie.
Don't worry, you won't. Raj, are you sure Shirley will like this guy?
I don't know. I sure hope so. Oh, that's him. Just a minute! Go and help me run and get this stuff off the table.
What about you?
Pick those clothes up. Just a minute! Be right there! Coming! Hey!
Run.
Oh! Ooh! This is Rerun.
How's it going,
Rerun?
And that's Duane.
Ray!
Hey, what's up?
Good to see you.
Hey, good seeing you too. Make yourself comfortable.
Thank you.
Hey, you want something to drink?
Yeah, I could use a drink. What do you got?
Well, we got Kool-Aid, lemonade, Gatorade, and a Jell-O that didn't make it.
Give me some of that lemonade, okay?
Okay.
Say, Raj, you got a nice little spot here.
Thank you, Ed. It would look a lot better if Rerun would pick up his laundry.
My laundry? And whose funky shirt is this?
It's mine. I used it to cover your funky socks.
I'm sorry, I put them away.
Say, fellas, look. I got my truck parked downstairs. Now, what can I do for you?
Oh, no, it's not what you can do for us. It's what we can do for you.
Oh, yeah? Well, how's that?
Well, since you're such a good friend of my father's, we thought we'd introduce you to a very special friend of ours.
Very special?
She's very special.
All right, then you tell me what's so special about her.
Today I think it's the goulash.
She's a waitress.
Not just a waitress. She's the best waitress in the world and one of the nicest people you ever want to meet.
Yeah, and she's kind of cute.
And she's got a lot of personality and a whole bunch of interests, too. A
lot of interests? Well, like what?
Like cooking.
And sewing.
And hand gliding.
I tell you what, fellas, I'd like to meet her. She sounds like a well-rounded woman to me.
Oh, she's well-rounded. She is.
Oh, come on, Shirley. At least
get... No, that's it. I mean, no, sir. You know, the last blind date I had took me out for dinner and bowling.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
They were both at the same place. Dinner was a bill, because I had a glass, and he had 2 6-packs.
Oh, wow.
And then after that, he just kept throwing the ball in one gutter and himself into another.
Yeah, but Shirley, this guy is not like that at all. He's a worldly guy, a man with class.
He's the king of the road, and he has a lot of interest.
Come on, Shirley, he's a great guy.
Listen, there are no great blind dates. That's it.
Oh, come on, Shirley. It couldn't hurt to meet him. You never know. He might like you.
Thanks a lot, Rerun.
Hey, look, I tell you what. Why don't we ask him over just to drop by and you meet casually?
Yeah, and then you can see what he's like.
What do you say, Shirley? Is it worth a try?
No.
But Shirley, he's already on his way over here.
What? What was he?
Raj did. We was just trying to do you a favor.
Well, do me another favor and stay out my business.
I think we made a mistake.
Yeah, but what are we gonna do about Ed? He's already on his way over here.
No, he's not. He's here.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Not so good. Looks like you started off on the wrong foot.
On the wrong foot?
Yeah, I think we made a slight tactical error.
How's that?
We blew it.
All right. What happened?
Well, let us put it this way. Shirley is a bit antisocial.
It seems like she's gonna need a little more softening up, you know?
I think you better forget about meeting her for a while.
That's good by me. Now, there's a lady I'd like to meet.
That's Shirley.
It is.
Shirley, come here.
What do you want?
I'd like you to meet a very good friend of mine, Ed Roberts.
Pleasure's all mine.
All right, what are you buying?
I'll have a cheeseburger.
Milkshake.
French fries.
Hey, Shirley, did you get that?
Oh, yeah, that's a cheeseburger and milkshake and big shoulders.
Hey, Dee.
What?
Are you sure Mom's ad is in here? I can't find it.
It's there for all the good it does. We've been trying to rent your room for 2 months, and that ad hasn't helped a bit.
Oh, here it is. Well, no wonder. I think she should add a few words.
At $3 a word, she's not gonna add a thing.
Let's hear it.
Okay, I'll read it. Room.
Yeah, it is kind of skimpy.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Dee. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Shirley.
Here's the suitcase. Hey, while you're here, why don't you take another look at the room?
Another look? Are you gonna rent my room, Shirley?
Well, I was thinking about it since they went up on my rent. Hey, but thanks to you, I may not need an apartment now. You are looking at one in love person.
You're in love with him? How gross.
No. See, he introduced me to my new main man.
You and Ed are working out?
Me and Ed are working way out. Oh, that's a wonderful man you introduced me to, Raj.
Who is this man anyway, Raj?
Oh, he's a friend of Daddy's, Ed Roberts.
I don't think I've ever met him.
No, you haven't.
Well, everyone will be meeting him real soon. You know, this thing's getting pretty serious.
Gosh, Shirley, that's great. I'm really glad to see you feeling so happy.
Thanks. I want to get this suitcase here because Ed wants to take me to Las Vegas for the weekend.
Oh! Oh! Oh, I'm going to tell Mama.
She is not my mama.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but that sounds great, Shirley.
Oh, it is. See, it's their bargain weekend. Mm-hmm. See, you get 3 days and two nights of fun for your frolic, you know, which includes a roll of nickels, strawberry daiquiris for two, huh? And then ham and egg breakfast. Including hash browns. And an optional visit to the little chapel in the desert.
What do you do there? Pray for luck?
No, but I have a sneaky suspicion Ed is going to propose to me this weekend.
Propose? Hey,
oh, Shirley.
So I just wanted to get this so I can pack some
Okay,
well,
yeah, okay. Well, have fun. Yeah. Have a congratulations.
Hey.
Last Vegas.
Oh, hi, Daddy.
Last Vegas.
Will you guys hold it down? Oh, the noise? Everyone's excited because Shirley finally got a boyfriend. You know him, Ed Roberts. Okay, I'll see you this weekend. Bye, Daddy.
Isn't that good news about Shirley and Ed? And Dee, they may really get married.
No, they won't.
How do you know?
Because Daddy told me that Ed Roberts already is married. Dummy.
Man, how could you guys do this to Shirley?
What do you mean, us guys? You were there, too.
And didn't you agree to fix her up with Ed?
Uh-huh.
And didn't you think he was a nice guy?
Uh-huh.
And didn't you think Shirley would like him?
Uh-huh.
Then you tell Shirley Ed's married.
Uh-uh.
Well, I guess we'll all have to tell her. But the question is, how are we gonna tell her?
Well, I think we should tell her the truth.
Yeah, but there are two ways of telling the truth. Now, sometimes the truth is hard to swallow all at once. Like Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts?
Yeah. When I was a kid, I used to hate Brussels sprouts. So I would eat one leaf at a time. But my mama taught me they would go easier if I swallowed them whole.
Fool! That may work for little Brussels sprouts, but we're dealing with the cabbage.
No, I think we ought to break the news that Ed's married very gently.
Yeah, but how do we begin?
Well, we start by telling her he's engaged.
Well, yo, this is not gonna be easy.
I got it. Did you see Saturday Night Fever? They had a similar situation in that movie. John Travolta had to tell this girl that her boyfriend was married.
That wasn't Saturday Night Fever. That was the Buddy Holly story. And it wasn't John Travolta. It was Gary Busey.
No, no, no. It wasn't Gary Busey. It was Warren Beatty in Heaven Can Wait. And he falls in love with this beautiful English girl.
No, 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 no. You're thinking about Tatum O'Neal in International Velvet. And she didn't fall in love with the girl. She fell in love with the horse. And then they had to tell her that the horse had a broken leg.
Well, what did they do with the horse?
They shot it.
Let's shoot Shirley.
Only if she has a broken leg.
No, no, look, we can't sugarcoat it. I mean, the kindest thing to do is just to come right out and tell her the truth. Shirley, we got some bad news for you. But you're a mature, adult person, so I know you can take it. Ed Roberts has a wife in Pittsburgh. Now, I think that is the kindest way to tell her.
How do you think she'll take it?
It'll kill her.
Oh, hi, guys. Come on in.
Hey, Shirley, are you alone?
Sure.
Good. We just stopped by to visit you before you left.
Oh, I'm glad you did. Look, I can't thank you guys enough for introducing me to Ed.
It was our pleasure, Shirley.
Yeah, that was the easy part.
Hey, Shirley, are you sure you want to go to Las Vegas?
Oh, yeah, I'm dying to go. You know, I've never been there.
Shirley, do you like Brussels sprouts?
What?
I mean, do you eat them whole or one leaf at a time?
I eat them whole.
Hit her with it, Raj.
Hey, what is this? What's going on?
Shirley, sit down.
I am sitting down.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Shirley, I'm just gonna give it to you straight. You see, due to certain facts that have recently come to our attention, we have reason to believe, I mean, that is, we're reasonably sure, and I'm giving this to you straight now, that there's a possibility that, well, it just may be that being in the situation that you're in, that you don't even know about, that you're in it.
Roger, what are you trying to say?
Ed Roberts has a wife from Pittsburgh.
What?
Ed Roberts has a wife in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, well, a wife, oh, I know. Is that what this is all? Oh, I know about that.
Hey, yeah. Shirley, you knew? We didn't know that you knew.
Oh, sure, sure. They're going to get a divorce. He doesn't barely see us anymore.
Oh, so you really are the only woman in his life?
Of course. Well, why else would I be going to Las Vegas with him? Well, look here, I got to pack, so y'all got to leave, you know, because I got to get out of here, you know.
Hey, okay, Cheryl, sure. Hey, you
say
have
no more.
Fun, Cheryl.
Okay, yeah. Good time, Cheryl. Wow. Sorry to bother you. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Oh, why me?
Hey, baby.
I got the plane tickets and the reservations. We're all set to go.
Great.
Say, let me take a look at you. Can hardly wait till we get there. A little nightclub dancing and a little entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Ah, hey, come on, Ed. Let's quit playing games.
Now, how's that?
Well, you know why you're taking me, and I know why you're taking me.
Oh, now you're talking,
baby. And if a man and woman care about each other, they should do something about it.
Right.
And you and I obviously care about each other, so I think we should do something about it.
And what do you have in mind?
Seeing the ring.
Ring?
Yeah, the wedding ring, you know. Oh, I'm just dying to see what you got. Where is it?
Hey, I don't get it, baby. Where did you get the idea of a wedding?
Well, naturally, we're going to get married, aren't we? I mean, we're going to Las Vegas together.
Yeah, we're going to Las Vegas. But I didn't say anything about getting married.
Oh, then we're going to have two different rooms?
Well, no. I mean, not exactly. Look, I'm a truck driver. I could barely afford one room.
One room, huh? Well, you better enjoy sleeping in the truck.
Look, baby, we're grown people here now.
All right, you know, I'm all for having fun.
Good.
And it's just for laughs, huh?
Just for a few laughs.
Well, let's get ready to go, but just let me make one phone call. I promise them people.
Hey, this will be a short.
Yes, it will be. Yeah, hi, it's me again. Mm-hmm. The Vegas trip is on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're leaving tonight. Yeah, well, Ed and I will be staying at the, wait just a minute. What's the hotel,
honey? The Desert Sun.
The Desert Sun?
Yes.
The Desert Sun. Child, we'll be there for three fun days.
And two star-filled nights.
Oh, cut that out. Did you hear that? Yeah, we'll be back Sunday.
Or maybe Monday. You never know.
Oh, huh? Okay. Wait a minute. She wants to say goodbye to you. Just say goodbye to her. Do me a favor. Just
well,
say goodbye.
Who is it?
Your wife. Say goodbye. Turkey on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi.
Oh, by the way, did anyone come to see the room?
Well, we had a few calls, but the only person that came was a wino.
A wino? Well, did you show it to her?
No, we showed him the front door.
What'd he say?
He looked outside, and he said, "Huge room, I'll take it." And he moved in.
Boy, I gotta find someone to take this room fast.
What's the rush?
Mama keeps hinting to me about moving back in, and I'm not gonna move back in here.
Thank goodness.
Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Rog and Dee. Well, here's the suitcase I borrowed. Hey, thank you, Mother.
You can take it anytime.
Well, maybe the next time it'll make it to the airport.
You sure you won't change your mind about taking the room? Please?
No, no.
Oh, but I don't understand why. I mean, you've been complaining for months that they raised your rent up too high.
Look, I know why you ask me, and believe me, I appreciate it. See, you think I'm feeling lonely now.
No way. Pure business. We got a room for rent, and we need the money. So come on and take it.
Pure business.
Pure business.
No sentiment.
No sentiment.
And you'll treat me just like a total stranger.
Who is this chick, Raj?
Beats me.
Then you got a deal.
All right.
Shirley, That'll be 2 months' rent in advance. Put it here. Hello? Oh, hi, James. Sure, that sounds good. Right. Well, listen, Shirley's in charge here tonight, so I have to check with her. Shirley, can I go out with James tomorrow?
Where to?
The movies.
Well, what time is he bringing you back home?
4:00.
How old is he?
14.
Yeah. That sounds good to me. Oh, ask him one more thing.
What's that?
Is he married?
Divorced. Yeah, James, it's all right. I'll see you tomorrow. All right, bye.
Well, it's about 8:00. We better decide, Dee.
Okay, I hope I win this time.
Okay, ready? Call it in there.
Heads.
Tails, you lose.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play bowling for furniture.
See, it's Jack Morissette. See, there he is.
And now for our first contestant.
That's the wino.
He's cute. Is he married?